Yeah, hey guys, welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast. This should be episode number 16. So guys, welcome back and thank you for tuning in and listening again. It's been some interesting few days here in Japan and worldwide, and it's always exciting, it's always cool, and it's always fun, because that's what life's about, having fun and enjoying the moments that take your breath away and not counting the amount of breaths you take. Enough of that motivational stuff, so we'll get back to the normal format. So today, guys, Tokyo, weather, it's Tuesday, it's 1 p.m, it's a lovely day today, it's nice and clear, it's a little bit cloudy, but it's pretty clear. It's about 27 degrees Celsius, so for you guys over there in the other part of the world, it's 81 Fahrenheit. That's nasty. Like I mentioned before, I don't really understand this. Like, if you said 81 degrees Celsius, that's like death weather, man. That's like, we don't even have that in Australia. It's crazy. But yeah, really serious on the weather there. So it's 81 for you guys over in the land of the red, white, and blue. And for the rest of us, it's 27 degrees Celsius, allegedly. And apparently there's a chance of precipitation again at 10%. Precipitation, a fancy word for rain. It's actually quite a nice word. I like it. Humidity is hovering around the 54%. And I don't really think so. It's quite cool. It's quite nice out there. I'm going to go outside and have a skate in a minute, and then go play some tennis, because that's what I do when I'm not talking to you. Skateboard, play tennis, eat Japanese candy, make strange pictures in Photoshop for the critical thinking guys. So, you get a little bit of insight into my exciting life here in Japan. And last part of the weather, the wind is at 4 miles per second, or 4 ms, whatever that means. I don't really care. I'm not a meteorologist. I don't really care too much. I just like to share the weather with you guys because, you know, it's just what we do. We like to share and care. It's all about love. Yeah, so that's the Tokyo weather for today, my good friends. And over to the Japan news, which is always what gets me excited the most. No, the candy gets me excited the most, but I don't know, maybe it excites you guys, but we always go for the top three stories. So we go Japan news, top three stories, and the first one is so close to my own heart because it's actually candy, Japanese food, drink related. Coca-Cola launches its first alcoholic drink in Japan. Yay! The crowd is going wild. And I haven't tried this yet, but I tell you, sometime this week, after work, yeah, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. Alright, so Coca-Cola's launched its first alcoholic drink. It's a lemon-flavored Alco-Pop. And it's a bid to tap into the Japanese markets and get into the consumers over here. So it's in a global first for the US drinks giant. They've made 3 fizzy lemon drinks, and they went on sale Monday this week. That was actually yesterday, which is awesome. So I haven't seen it yet, so I'm gonna have to go out and do some candy hunting and some Coca-Cola hunting. And yeah, I'm not pushing the consumption of alcohol. I do drink sake a lot, but yeah, the first ever Japanese Coca-Cola alcoholic Alco-Pop, it's got to be sampled so I can tell you guys about it. So it's Coca-Cola has described it as a unique drink in the company's 125-year history. And there's 3 ranges in their alcohol content. So you can start off in the nice, easy level for you ladies out there, or for you one-pot screamers, as we like to call it in Oz. So I'll touch on that quickly. If you are in Oz, in Australia, if you're down under, mate, land of the great, yeah, the great southern land, and you just have one beer and you're going crazy, like you're totally off chops, we'll call you a one-pot screamer because you just have one pot of beer and you're off chops, you're crazy. You're out there, you're drunk, you're taking your pants off, you're doing things which you wouldn't do when you're sober. So, the drinks range start from a nice 3% alcohol content and they go up to the Japanese standard 8% alcohol content. They look to be in 350ml cans, but they probably will have 500ml cans available. It's keeping in the country's tradition with Chuhais. Chuhais are one of the most popular alcoholic drinks over here, the mixed ones. They come in the same size cans, 350ml to 500ml cans. Chew Highs are nasty. They're very nasty. They start off again in a really nice low alcohol range of about 3%. I think you can probably get them weaker than that. And then they pump right up to 9%. I'm a big fan of the 9% strong zero Chew Highs. I drink them every day. And no, I'm not an alcoholic. I just enjoy a drink. But that's what alcoholics say, hey. Yeah, so you got me there. Yeah, so Chew High Strong Zero is one of my favorites. So this Coca-Cola Alco Pop is going to be in direct competition with the standard Chew Highs. And Coca-Cola is a massive company worldwide and actually has a huge grasp in the Japanese drinks market over here as well. Coca-Cola produce lots and lots of interesting Japanese beverages. They actually have a clear cafe latte. It's a combination between a clear coffee in a soda bottle, but it's a cafe latte, and it's not soda, and it's not water, and it looks like water, but it's cafe latte, and it has caffeine. So I don't know if you guys want to buy that. I can probably source it and put it on Tokyo Munchies, and if you want to try it, yeah, you can buy it. But I'll let you know now, shipping is going to be nasty, because it's going to weigh a lot, and it's going to be nasty. So we'll try it. We'll put it out there for you guys. So the top three drink juicing companies in Japan, there's Suntory, there's Asahi, and there's Kirin. Suntory is famous for their Suntory Premium Malts, which is the top tier beer. It's one of the best beers you can possibly drink if you're a big fan of malts. It's a really beautiful presented beer too. It's in the gold and blue can. I think it's about 5%, 6% alcohol, and it's a damn tasty beer. Asahi Super Dry, you guys should all be familiar with Asahi Super Dry. Asahi Super Dry, or Asahi in the drink manufacturers. Asahi Super Dry in that cool, stylish silver can is my number one favorite beer to drink in a hot summer's day. It's great to smash them when you're down at the beach having a swim. It's really, really nice. And then you have Kirin, and Kirin, so we have Suntory, Asahi, and Kirin. Those are the three dominating canned drink companies in Japan. So Kirin make Kirin Lager, Kirin Ichiban Shibori. Kirin Ichiban Shibori is a really popular drink, popular beer with the older Japanese crew, but it's a beautiful beer too. So those are the top three. So Coca-Cola is gonna go bang head to head with these three guys, and I'm in marketing and graphic design, internet marketing, content creation, content marketing, and I know how good Coca-Cola does their marketing. I know how they roll, and they roll heavy. They're the big boys, and kudos to them, good on them. Take on Suntory, Asahi, and Kirin. That's what we want to see. This would be like an epic anime idea too, like a samurai style anime. The three main Japanese soft drink alcoholic beverage canned companies take on the Gaijin company Coca-Cola. Who is going to win? Who do you think would win? It's question time, so who do you think would win? Put Coca-Cola up against these three guys. So no bias here, guys, but yeah, drop us a message, leave us a voice message, or make a comment on Twitter or Instagram or our Facebook page and tell us who you think would win. So 3-1's always fun. It's good value. So that is number one. Wow, man, this is going to be a long podcast today. That was just number one in Japan news. Maybe number two will be a little bit shorter because, it just changed. So news updates all the time as we all know. I'm not going to comment on that. But yeah, top stories in Japan. Number two, 90-year-old driver kills pedestrian. And that happens everywhere in the world. And yeah, that's why I don't want to offend anybody, but I am a fan of mandatory license testing for people over the age of 70 or 80, especially 90. Maybe it should be every 6 months for a 90-year-old, or every 3 months. But yeah, unfortunately, in Yokohama, just down the road from Tokyo here, 90-year-old woman hit 4 pedestrians in Kanagawa Prefecture on Monday. and killed one person. This happened around about 11 a.m. Some witnesses told police that the car failed to stop at a pedestrian crossing when the light was red. Yeah, so that's Japanese news number two. I heard a really interesting thing from an inspirational speaker or from one of the people I follow about assumptions in life. So, we all make mistakes, we make assumptions. And I am a strong believer in what's right and what's wrong. So when it comes to road rules, if the light's red, you have to stop. And if you're at a pedestrian crossing, you're safe to cross because the light's red for the cars and it's green for you to cross, so you're safe to cross. So my assumption has always been, I'm safe to cross, it doesn't matter. No one's going to hurt me. But in Japan, it's a little bit more risky, and as in other countries around the world, red light doesn't actually mean stop sometimes. You got to be careful, you got to keep looking left and right. In Japan, when you guys come over to visit, be very, very careful when you cross the road. Just because the light says it's green and you can cross the road in a pedestrian crossing, there's a Japanese traffic law that allows cars coming from side streets to actually go through that and go through that light. Most Japanese drivers are polite and they'll drive up to the crossing next to you and stop and let people cross. But every now and then you'll get someone which doesn't care. And so just be careful, guys. Assumptions. I'm making ass out of you and me. But I assume. Anyway, stop rambling about that. And that's the top story number two. Top story number three. Emissions of prohibited ozone eating CFC-11 is rising, apparently, from the Japan news. Apparently, yeah, the CFC-11 emissions are rising. I thought they were declining because we've been doing a lot as a world community, as a global community, to reduce CFCs. And they're banned in most countries, so I know in Australia the ozone hole is slowly shrinking, and the ozone hole over Antarctica, yeah, that's been slowly shrinking too. But allegedly, apparently, from the Japan news, the CFC-11 emissions are rising. About 13,000 metric tons a year have been released since 2013. Some seeps out of foam in buildings and machines. Okay. Alright, that's not really exciting, but it's important because we have to look after our world because we only have one until we colonize Mars and get the catch up of Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Total Recall crew. So yeah, okay. Well, that's the top news for today, guys, in the Japan news. Coca-Cola launches its first alcoholic drink. 90-year-old driver kills a pedestrian in Yokohama, and emissions of prohibited ozone eating CFC-11 is rising. And now we're going to change all that and get into the good stuff. So, guys, you heard from our recent podcast, and you probably would have seen on our Instagram and on our Twitter and on our Facebook about the Comic Palooza 10 2018 in Houston, Texas. Wow. What an event. It was a three-day event, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're probably asking me, why are you talking about this when this is a podcast about Japanese candy in Tokyo and Tokyo Munchies? Well, the reason why I'm talking about it is because our great sponsors, our great friends, the Critical Thinking Podcast, we've been sponsoring them for the last 2 years, and we supply them with Japanese snacks and candies to just munch on or talk about or give away on their show. They had a special booth there with Uncanny Comics, and we supplied them with our Umaibo 100 pack box. So they had 100 Umaibo. They had 10 different flavors, totaling 100 in total, of the best Umaibo. And they did some really cool stuff with it. They had an Umaibo Challenge live stream, and I think an Umaibo Challenge on their podcast, where people coming by, they would give them an Umaibo, and not tell them what they were. They'd give them an Umaibo, and get them to eat it and then try to decide what flavor it was. So that's going to be on their podcast, and I'm going to have to jump on their website and see if they live stream that too, or see if there's any recordings about that. But apparently it went down really, really good. People were a little bit scared of the Japanese candy, so the Japanese snacks to start with, but after the guy has demonstrated a bit and said, hey, it's just a corn puff stick, we have the same thing here in Texas, it's just a corn puff stick, but just different flavors and really cool packaging because it's from Japan, try it and tell us what flavor it is, and we'll give you a free one as well. So they did that really cool Amiibo challenge. I'm really looking forward to hearing about that from the guys, and I'm really looking forward to their podcast coming out over the next couple of weeks, which will be covering all of that. Also, I think releasing next week or the week after will be my second interview with them. So guys, jump on the criticalthinkingpodcast.com to get to know me a bit more and get to know a bit more about Tokyo Munchies. And it's a little bit of a risque podcast, guys, so if you're easily offended, don't go there. Yeah, don't go there. If you don't like stuff which is a little bit naughty, a little bit offensive, a little bit damme, a little bit rusai, yeah, don't go there. But if you're open-minded and you're happy and you just want to enjoy life and have a laugh, jump over on the criticalthinkingpodcast.com and have a listen to the guys make fun of me for half an hour, because that's what they do. So yeah, that was the CPX2018 hashtag that you guys would have been seeing me post everywhere in relation to the Comic Palooza X Comic Palooza 10 2018 Comic Con. One of the classic things they did, Miguel did it. Miguel is one of the crew in the Critical Thinking podcast. He did this thing which is called the Mexican Game Show Host. I'm an Aussie and I live in Japan and I only chat with these guys via video and video chat through Facebook, and we do podcasts and stuff together. I love the Mexican culture, I love the Spanish culture, but I have no idea what a Mexican game show host does, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what these guys do. So yeah, as I said, go check that out, guys. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be good fun. And so we'll get back to the Japanese stuff. Recently, my really beautiful friend, Kei-chan, she's helping me make some origami. So before, when you get an order from us, I, or Minami, or Kei-chan, we write a little note for you, and we stick it in the box, and we on nice paper, and it's just a personal touch from us saying thank you so much for your support. We hope you enjoy the special extra gift we gave you. Have a great day, and look forward to seeing you again. Arigato, Tokyo Munchies. So we're changing our note format a little bit. We're going to actually put little origami notes inside the boxes now for you. And it's a little bit tricky too, because we write the notes inside the origami paper. So you get this cute little frog or a little swan or a little pig or something, little origami thing direct from Tokyo Munchies. But inside it, there's a little note written to you. You can unfold it and check the note and then try to refold it back into the original shape. So it's a little bit fun, it's a little bit of a challenge. You get a cool origami thing, and inside, you know inside that, there's a little secret message for you. I'm not sure if your curiosity can handle it, and I'm not sure if your paper's folding skills can put it back together, but you can try. But we just want to tell you about that, because it's another little thing that we like to do to share the love with you guys, because you help us be us, and without you we could not be us, and we really love you guys and we really appreciate all the support and all the love that you guys give us. Thank you. A couple more things before I let you go. Dragon Ball Z chips, the secret orders. There's people who are in the know that know me personally and reach out and contact me personally through my personal pages. And they want certain things that I don't sell in my shop. I actually do sell them, but I don't advertise them in my shop because of various factors. Some factors being like shipping costs, other factors being it's an expensive item. And I don't want to scare you guys away, but there is secret stuff that I do sell. So I mentioned before on a couple other posts, reach out to me. If you want something unique, if you want something special, you've seen it online, but you want to deal with Tokyo Munchies because that's what we do, we're Tokyo Munchies, message me. You can message me at Tokyo Munchies with a Z, so Tokyo Munchies, so instead of S, it's a Z, at gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook page, or you can message me on Instagram, or you can message me on Twitter, or you can leave me an audio message here at Anchor. So if you want something unique, something special, you want something like the secret order section, message me, I'll hook you up. Good pricing, good shipping. It's all really under the cover type of stuff. I'll send you a secret PayPal invoice from my from my invoice, from my PayPal email, which is noodlexninja@gmail.com. I use that because I have a noodle site too that sells noodles. That's a secret one. That's why it's a Noodle Ninja. But my PayPal email address, Gmail address is noodlexninja@gmail.com. Don't message me there because I won't answer. I'll only answer through tokyomunchies@gmail.com. So, secret orders, guys. Do you want something that no one else can even see? Hit me up. I'll look after you. A couple other things just to finish off. Is it too hot for chocolate? Question time for you guys. Answer this question, please. Let me know because I want to keep providing you with all the best stuff in Japan. But I want to know what you want and I want to know your opinions. It's going in the summer now in Japan, in Tokyo, and it's getting really hot. We'll be going up to around about 38, I think, in the middle of summer. And try as I might, I put all the chocolate in stock in the fridge to keep it cool so it doesn't melt, but I have to take it out and I have to package it, box it, take it to the post office, ship it, or the post office comes and collects it and ships it. So I can't keep it cool in that period of time. I can only keep it cool while I have it in stock. So there's a chance it can melt before you get it. I've read online before, checking other companies that sell chocolate, and I've noticed lots of negative comments from customers saying, "Oh, I love this company, but my chocolate was all melted when I got it. Oh, my Kit Kats were melted. I'm never going to use this company again. Why are my Kit Kats melted?" We're all intelligent people here. We all know there's different seasons in different parts of the world, so. And we all know there's no climate control quality in transportation, so chocolates will melt. So the question is, do you guys want me to keep selling Kit Kats and Pocky coming into this Japanese summer, or do you want me to stop it because you don't want to get melted chocolate? I really need you guys to answer this question because if you want me to stop it, I'm going to delete it all off the shop and you won't be able to buy it until end of the year when we go back into autumn. We're back in the fall here in Japan. So please tell me, guys, what do you want? Do you want to still be able to get all the unique Kit Kats that I have and all the Pocky, or do you don't care and just take it off the shop and just let you guys have access to the snacks? So that's one thing I really wanted to ask you guys. And that's pretty much it. Last couple of things. Pocky and Coke, we have depends on the part of the sentence. We have the very last box of Luxury Edition Pocky and still in stock. The very last one, it's in my fridge, it's hiding in there, I'm keeping it away from my family, it's hidden, it's cool. So, who wants it? We actually discounted it a little bit too to make it a little bit cheaper for you. So, we have that one box of Luxury Editions Sakura Pocky still available. I mentioned before we've had two for Tuesday deals. If you buy one of our Sakura Cokes, we've got a few bottles of those left. They're unopened, 2018 Spring Edition Sakura Cherry Blossom Coke, really beautiful design. If you buy one of those, I'll give you that last box of Pocky for free. And that's only limited to one person, so jump on there if you want it. If not, you can buy just the Pocky by itself. So that's one, two more. Super Mario, we have this really cool thing that I found recently. They had the Super Mario chocolate wheat puffs, and they come in this really, really cool package. There's five little packages, and they're all joined together, and they make one big Super Mario scene. And it's really, really cool, because you know Nintendo, you know Bandai, they have great artwork. These packages look great, and we have them up in the shop at $3 US or $3.98 AU. So jump on and grab one today and you can have a really cool Super Mario snack direct from Tokyo. So we're gonna finish it up now, guys, because this podcast is actually our longest one ever at 24 minutes so far. So shout out to our supporters Grey Grizzled and Gaijin on Twitter at CraigHoffman11. Follow him for in-depth and very, very deep dive into Japanese life and culture and living. TheCriticalThinkingPodcast.com, our great friends over there in Houston, Texas, talking about all things nerdy and geeky and game-like. Our friends are at Manga Sensei, where you can get a lot of awesome resources to help you learn Japanese. And always, come and jump on tokyomunchies.ticktail.com and grab some Japanese candy, chocolates, or snacks, and have a smile and have a nice day. Tokyo Munchies, signing off. If you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.